Hello, children. And welcome once again to Storytime. I am, of course, your host, Edgar Allan Poe. Now, lock the doors, draw the shades, check the closets, and join me in a glass of laudanum. For those of you children who are having difficulty finding laudanum, adult formula NyQuil will substitute nicely. Today, we conclude our continuing story with the final chapter of The Telltale Tigger. Mad? Mad, you ask? Winnie the Pooh uttered to himself as he meticulously dismembered the now lifeless corpse of his old friend Tigger. He recalled the sickening, playful bouncing of the overly friendly cat as he stuffed the limbs beneath the floor and replaced the floorboard so cleverly, so cunningly, that no living soul could have detected anything wrong. Just then, there came a knock at his door. Winnie opened it to reveal a forlorn Christopher Robin. "Hello, Winnie," Christopher Robin muttered. "Have you seen Tigger? We were supposed to bounce and pick berries by the 6 pine trees today." Winnie, hardly able to control his sinister joy of Tigger's demise, said, No, I have not seen him. But won't you come in?" he cheerfully offered. Could someone who is mad have remained this calm, Winnie thought to himself? But ere long, during Christopher Robin's endless banter about the enchanted forest, Winnie's head began to ache, and there was a buzzing in his ears, very soft at first, but progressively it grew louder and louder. He paced about the room nervously, his fuzzy little fat body soaked in sweat. Louder and louder the noise grew until he realized the sound was not a buzz at all, but the low, painful howl of a cat. And to his sheer horror, it was coming from the very spot beneath the floor where his heinous deed was done. Christopher Robin continued his banter, totally oblivious to the sound that grew even louder and louder until Winnie could take it no longer. "Stop," he shouted. "Talk no more, you short pants little fiend. I killed him. I killed Tigger. There, under the floorboards where you find your feline friend." "That's okay," said Christopher Robin. "Let's go play." "Huh?" "Okay," said Winnie. "And they bounded off into the forest to pick berries until the sun went down? The end?" "Well, that's a truly frightening conclusion." I see by the pendulum, children, that our time together draws to a close. So join me next week. We'll begin a new story with the first chapter of Green Eggs and Red Death. Good night, and sleep restlessly.